Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic swagger. And trust me, we all need that sometimes, right? Especially when fear and self-doubt creep in like uninvited guests at a party you totally didn't want them crashing. Ever felt like you were about to take the leap, maybe land that dream job, finally start that creative project, or even just ask someone out on a date and then BAM? Your brain throws a grenade of doubt right into your carefully constructed courage. You know that feeling when your heart starts hammering in your chest, your palms get all sweaty, and you suddenly question every single decision you've ever made. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker, my friends. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, okay? It's about recognizing those emotions, understanding their power, and learning how to navigate them like a boss. And today, we're tackling two of the biggest emotional hurdles out there, fear and self-doubt. Ready to unlock your inner badass? Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to crush fear and self-doubt. 1. Identify your triggers. We all have those things, situations, people, even thoughts that send our anxiety skyrocketing. Recognizing these triggers is like having a radar system for when fear is about to attack. Once you know your enemies, you can start formulating your defense strategies. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Here's the truth bomb. Those self-doubt whispers are often just BS. They're usually based on past experiences or insecurities that don't even apply to the current situation. Learn to question those thoughts. Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Am I being too hard on myself? 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a game changer. We can't control everything in life, right? But we can control our reactions and how we choose to respond. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus your energy on the things you can influence: your attitude, your actions, your preparation. 4. Embrace discomfort. Let's face it, stepping outside your comfort zone is often where the real magic happens. Growth rarely happens in the familiar and safe zones. It's like that saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge those little wins along the way, finishing a challenging task, overcoming a fear, even just showing up when it felt hard. Celebrate those moments because they build momentum and confidence for bigger goals. Let me tell you about a time I was totally paralyzed by fear. I had this incredible opportunity to speak at a major conference, my dream gig. But as the date approached, my stomach churned with anxiety. My inner critic went into overdrive, whispering doubts like, what if you bomb and everyone will think you're an idiot? I almost backed out, but then I remembered these stoic principles. First, I identified my trigger, public speaking. Then, I challenged those negative thoughts by reminding myself of my past successes and the positive feedback I'd received before. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, I concentrated on what I could control: my preparation, my delivery, my message. I practiced relentlessly, visualized success, and embraced the opportunity to share my knowledge with others. You know what? It was a blast. The fear was still there, but it didn't control me. I delivered the speech with confidence and energy, and the audience response was amazing. It was a powerful reminder that when we face our fears head-on, we often discover hidden strengths and achieve incredible things. So, remember my friends, don't let fear and self-doubt hold you back from living your best life. Identify those triggers, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, embrace discomfort, celebrate small victories, and never underestimate the power within you to overcome any obstacle. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.